The stomach bacteria Helicobacter pylori can cause ulcers and has been linked with stomach cancer. But in a study released last year, Martin Blaser of New York University's School of Medicine suggested it may play a beneficial role in protecting children from asthma, which is typically caused by a hypersensitive immune response. Following up on that earlier work, Blaser and his colleagues looked at a government study of the health and nutrition of 7,000 Americans from 1999 to 2000.
What we found confirmed our first study and extended it, that there was, in fact, again, an inverse relationship between H. pylori and childhood asthma. And we also found childhood hay fever as well.
Although there are many types of bacteria in our intestines and colon, the stomach has long been dominated by H. pylori, but that is changing. Blaser says that a century ago, almost everyone had H. pylori. Now, due to antibiotics, only about 5% of American children have it.
People seem to acquire it from family members predominantly, mostly their mothers. And it's kind of generational. If mothers lose the organism, then they can't pass it down to their children. And so we've seen a steady diminution in the extent of Helicobacter in each group of people born year after year.
Blaser stresses that his work does not distinguish whether H. pylori is actually protecting children from asthma or if it is just a consequence of the protection. Still, Blaser highlights an interesting clue as to how H. pylori might be working.
In our earlier study, the strains that had the strongest inverse association are strains that are called CAG-A positive cells. And what's interesting about CAG-A positive cells is in those bacteria, the H. pylori actually has a way of injecting its own proteins into human cells. It's been called a molecular syringe. And they change the patterns and they change the pathways by which these cells do their work.
This might cause the body to relax its immune response, reducing the risk of developing asthma. In future studies, Blaser and his colleagues hope to determine if and how H. pylori provides protection. Their work is published in the July 15th online issue of the Journal of Infectious Diseases. This is Eric Libby in Washington.